Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having, not forget a payment or have the money just sitting somewhere, just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Nibman. Vertical shift. Floga.
You know, we abandoned the listener on New Year's, and I think that's exactly the message we want to send, okay? In more than a few ways. There's times when you got to turn away. You got to face the New Year yourself, alone.
I mean,
the desert.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a huge thing for me. What are your resolutions? None, okay? Love that.
Yeah,
for
of course.
Me and for everyone. Because I continue to go, why do I resist it? And it's because I will not be part of this fucking cyclical charade.
Of course.
Which seems completely set up to sort of uphold the status quo of like the yearly cycle of join the gym and then like we all fall off by the holidays. Isn't that just the way
well, also,
it is?
How
and
dare
then,
you?
Time to get going again.
No, you can't. You can't.
I'm just banging down the door of Planet Fitness with the crowds. I won't do it.
I mean, there is something to be said for, as we talked about this on Poog, you know, we're so broken from ritual.
Right.
In this culture. So there is something to be said for community. Like, oh, everyone's kind of getting it together, getting their, you know, thinking about what they want to do.
And we're going to talk about
I don't
that.
No, I actually, in a shocking, this was my first New Year's Eve spent completely alone in pajamas. I had two shows, to be clear. So I was, you know, fulfilled in that way.
Yeah.
And I found myself at 11:15 taking my pants off in my home going, Huh. This is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Instantly, of course, mm-hmm. the archetype of the crow and the hag came into focus. Mm-hmm. Me alone in this apartment. I was fine. Or I just mean, I FaceTimed my mother and then I FaceTimed my friend.
It's very spinster. I love that.
Oh my God. A gay guy, no less. FaceTimed a mother
and a friend
and a gay guy. Yeah. And he was watching the ball drop in Times Square. And so he turned the FaceTime around. So
you mean
I watched.
He was there? He was in the street?
No, on his TV.
Oh, okay.
He had COVID and was home. Which
feed?
I don't know. But I was watching a hyper-degraded feed of the ball dropping through his FaceTime on it. And it was super pixelated. And it was one of the funniest things that's ever happened. Watching Molly Cyrus. Molly Cyrus. Watching Molly Cyrus have the ball drop. And I watched some Fleischman is in Trouble and I fucking hit the light switch and went to bed.
I have a couple things to say. Okay. So one, let's talk about the ball drop.
Yeah, please.
Now, to me, it always feels like, you know, from life on the East Coast and living in New York, that's where the new year begins in America. Okay, yeah. At the very least. Okay. Okay. New York City is New Year's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of like, whatever, 9 p.m. in California. I'm like, it's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Two, I remember as a kid, truly forgetting every year and then re-remembering that the ball doesn't drop from some high up in, you know, skyscraper down to the ground. In my mind, that's what it did.
Yeah, it falls like 20
feet.
Instead,
it is a mere 20 feet up in the air, suspended from
digital
window
now.
30
no?
to window 25. What? With LEDs?
Oh, honey, I think it's fucking digital
now. I mean, I watched
now.
It, to be clear.
Is it physical?
When you say digital, you mean not a bulb in
is
sight?
The ball there? Or
well,
is
it better be. You're joking. You're not suggesting it's a hologram.
Worse. That I would take that. I'm suggesting that it's a... Okay, what I saw did not look in any way like this was a practical sphere that had been built, constructed, and hoisted and dropped. What I saw looked like a fucking shit 2004, circa 04, digital image of a ball. Okay,
well, that is completely, if that's true, and, if, and no one has been talking about it, I'll be surprised.
Is it true?
I'm shocked
drop.
Because... I mean,
is it a ball?
What is digital technically? Zeros and ones, right? I mean, technically. So I just, when you say digital, I know that it's not Edison bulbs, you know, festooning an orb. Okay.
Hang on.
I think it's LED, which I'm not a fan of, as we know from talking about Christmas Life, which you didn't watch.
Oh, I have huge news. There is no ball. Are you ready? Are you absolutely ready for this?
Hold on.
I'm currently... No, okay. Looking, so this is what I somehow couldn't see on the FaceTime. There isn't even. I'm sorry, I can hardly get the words out. I'm so shocked.
No, I'm stunned into almost silence.
I need everyone to go look this up. There is no ball. There is no image of a ball.
This cannot
what there,
be true.
I'm sending you the video right now. What there is picture, if you will.
A screen?
You know, like the carnival where it's like you hit the mallet on the thing to prove how strong you are and it goes ding to the top.
Yes.
So just that gradient of like the thing going up and down.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like a thermometer or something.
Yeah.
That's all. There's no fucking ball. Okay? What I'm looking at is the most pathetic.
No. All right, I gotta look it up.
I mean,
Hold on.
There's no ball.
What
it's digital water. And like lasers filling up this thing.
Hold on. What?
I'm looking at it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ball.
Yeah, there's no ball. This is
made of. All right, hold on. Wait, Kate.
What? What?
Is it possible you are wildly wrong?
By the way,
where the hell are you reading this?
I would love to be wrong.
Because the first thing, are you ready? The first thing I read. The ball is a geodesic sphere, 12 feet in diameter and weighs 11,875 pounds.
Okay, so this is a thrill. Show me the ball then.
Hold on.
Okay.
Wait. The ball is covered with a total of 2,688 Waterford crystal
okay,
triangles.
This is wonderful.
They vary in size. Okay, thank God.
Well, let me just where is it? Okay, where is the
now
ball?
I am on Times Square. I'm on Times Square New Year's Eve.com. So
please look at the video I sent you. NYC.
All right. I don't see a video. Nothing came through.
Look in the Riverside chat.
Oh, wow, Kate. Using the Riverside chat. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Where have we been there? Let's see. Wait, Kate.
Yeah.
All right. I have huge news. So I thought you were about to send me a video of what's the New York Times ball made of? Okay. And you were going to like, and it was like, you know, this, can you believe it? Here's how they actually do it. It's a image on a screen. Instead, what I just received from you, a video like on someone's phone, just in Times Square. Okay. The ball takes up 1/50th of the YouTube screen. And that's what you were
panicked about.
Like, what are you looking at in this video is what I'm wondering.
Wait, where's the ball?
Because.
Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, do you mean to tell me? Oh my God. Wait, okay. What I'm looking at. Wait, Jack.
I have a feeling. Okay. I had a feeling when I looked at it. Oh no, wait. Okay. Are you looking at carnival toy spectrum? You see that it's small.
Hang on. I'm going to look for a ball now.
It's above the clock.
I still don't see the ball.
It's tiny and it's above the clock, but it's not that tiny, but it's, you know.
Okay, I'm going to... Do you have
Are
any...
Are you in the video that you sent me?
The video that I sent you, see, I was looking at the thermometer thing below.
Which does that thermometer-looking thing, that vertical rectangle with a series of lines, have anything to do with anything?
That's what I thought they were simulating as the ball dropping.
Okay, hold on.
Hang on, I've located the ball. Still not convinced it dropped.
What?
I saw for a second. Okay, I saw a glowing sphere.
Okay. All right.
Does this translate to radio? I don't know. I don't know if this argument
is
going to.
Yes, this is fantastic radio. Okay. So I wish we had auto or like, you know, easy replay here where we could go back to the moments where you alerted the world there's no ball. And you were speaking as though you were reading a Wikipedia page.
I still stand by that, essentially. I mean, okay, but keep going.
Well, if we're talking essentially, spiritually, emotionally, okay, but I'm saying there is a ball made of Waterford crystal. Would you like to see it?
Yes, I would.
It's going to fuck up my audio again, but let me just give you the info, okay?
Yeah, just give it to me straight, this alleged ball.
All right, you ready for it? Okay.
Yes.
For Times Square 2023, because I was like terrified, what if it's this old information? 192 Waterford crystal triangles introduced the new... quote, gift of love design.
What the fuck?
Okay, overlapping hearts.
Okay.
Gift of goodwill, gift of harmony, gift of serenity. Okay, I'm looking for hard facts. The 2,688 Waterford crystals are bolted to 672 LED modules. I knew it was LED.
These little freaks.
Which were attached to the aluminum frame of the ball. So it's illuminated
Until
by...
Until I see the ball, I'm not convinced.
All right, hold on.
There's
fine,
no
let me get some video
ball.
Of the ball.
I'm looking at high def footage.
The same heinous video you showed me a few minutes ago.
Well, right, it's a front facing. I can't if that ball's not visual here on this video, then who is seeing that ball?
Are we talking? Okay, if we're gonna get into a conversation, if you and me have just been hired by the team at
private investigators.
Okay, by Macy's or whatever. Okay. If we've been hired to improve the experience and make this an important ritual for America, that's one conversation. And I will spend 25 good minutes on it with you. And I'd actually like to.
No, okay? I've gone beyond that. This isn't even about heightening some spiritual connective tissue in America. This is about an objective visual reality.
No, but are we talking about, are you actually questioning if there's a three-dimensional object still? And that's, I want to lock in on that.
I need to see a photo and I need to see video evidence of
Every
the ball.
Every time that I go to search for a video, my computer destroys my audio scenario.
Okay, I'm going to look right now. Okay, here we go. I'll take it in my own hand. 2023 ball drop.
Here's another video.
Let's see if the
All right, I'm doing
ball
it on my phone
because
I don't
video.
Trust your searching capabilities. Okay.
Hang on.
Times Square.
This footage conveniently doesn't show the ball drop. This is News 19 WLTX I don't see a ball on their footage either.
Right. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm starting to see a ball.
Okay, wait. There she is, boys.
Okay. Wait. Let's see. I see a ball here.
Yeah. It's a, it looks like Epcot.
Okay. I just want to confirm that it never drops, but that's fine.
Wait.
Because it'd be crazy to destroy that, I guess, the 14,000 million crystals. But
oh,
that is not
my
a ball
God,
dropping.
Kate, wait.
What?
Destroy that? Wait. Wait, I want to make sure. Are you saying that it doesn't drop? It doesn't drop because, of course, they're not going to drop it because then it would be crushed, destroyed, and they can't do that every year?
As I said it, I realized that it was maybe one of the most childlike things I had ever said that I actually thought to drop the ball would mean to shatter it. Now, here's what I need to know. This is what I need to know. And I need history. Yes. I need historians on this. Did the ball ever shatter?
No way. And I'm devastated to say no. And you know what? There it is. Once again, hire us now. Okay.
Hire us now.
They need to hire us now. Okay. Okay. So they don't want to destroy it every year. I mean, they can't have that. Okay. So,
new question emerging. Is it the same ball as last year? Is it a ball they made like 8 years ago? And they're like, eh, she's got another year in her.
Okay. So I'm not sure. No clue. My research isn't caught up. Okay. From a few minutes back. Okay, so I don't know. I was wildly trying to prove that there was something three-dimensional.
I see that there is something three-dimensional.
So let me just go to the ball fact sheet.
Okay, look. Finally, I just found a physical image of the ball. Okay, so I see now there's a physical ball. And it looks like it's able to move up and down a pole.
It is, yeah.
So, and I understand that dropping the ball, I guess... I shockingly thought that meant it would shatter. But... And I wish it would.
Now, is this California childhood?
The exotic.
I mean, like you got to New York too late to sort of have.
See the ball actually drop and break.
This knowledge. Well, no. I mean, I've never been to Times Square for the ball. But wait, I just want to take you back. Okay. My initial confusion, all I'll say is that I thought, because I think it's relevant, I thought the ball dropped from skyscraper to the ground. Now, I thought it was doing it along some kind of shaft. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I just thought,
but
it's
I
not
thought
a ball
there,
drop.
I thought
it's a ball.
I almost thought there was
shift.
Gravity involved. Yeah, it's vertical movement. It's the slowest elevator in town.
It is a ball shift. It shifts from one location gently to another.
Vertical shift.
And we're supposed to think that we are now in view with a power to change our lives, and we are now supposed to think that is different now.
Right. We're supposed to, this is what I'm trying to say. Okay, something dropping from the top of a skyscraper. Okay, this is my
to the bottom.
Not
that
as
would be
extreme.
Exciting.
The bottom, that's at least something to the ground. Okay, hit the ground. Now, I would tolerate, she's got a year left in her, we can't have her shatter. I would tolerate that. Here's my second level of toleration. Okay, here's what I would take next. Are you ready? Let's involve gravity. Let's recognize that we're on Earth and involve gravity. Let's let it fall, okay? Let it fall, I mean, on a track. But let it be a release and then it falls down the track.
Not a controlled shift.
Not a get. Actually, I'd prefer a get. At least there's some romance to kind of like
to somebody turning a crank.
There she goes. Yeah.
I would any evidence of the human hand would be great.
Floor to ceiling, folks. What about rise to God?
Oh, floor to ceiling. By the way, yes, have it be on the bottom. And when I say bottom, I mean the ground.
The ground.
In Times Square. Yes. And then 10, 9, 8, and it goes up. And then it explodes at the top with color. This is way better. This is a huge.
This is huge. Also, you know what else is huge? Are you ready for this? Okay. Midnight. Jan 1. Okay.
Yeah.
It has its explosion and then slowly over the course of the year. It heads down like a diminishing sand timer, okay?
Smart.
Hourglass, whatever you say. Okay, ding, ding, ding. They go, you have a visual reference.
Yeah.
Like some,
it must
like
be April.
We freeze the sun for the day.
Yeah.
Must be April, okay?
Look at where she
moves,
is, half mast or whatever.
Then land she lands. Okay, and then people go to Times Square so they can take a picture in front of the ball.
That's on the fucking ground.
Zero. Yeah. I was going to say ground zero, yeah. but they'd have to find a fresh term, okay?
Yeah.
And
that's so much better.
Well, here's another way. Or it slowly rises over the course of the year, okay?
Oh, and then drops to the bottom. Yeah, yeah.
And she drops.
No, I like what you said. I think it should go from bottom to top. 10, 9, 8, and then woo, and then it's at the top. That is so much, that's better.
I mean, for me, the problem is that it drops from, you know, the 35th story to the 30th story. Okay.
Exactly.
It's this, let's watch a vertical shift. Okay, let's watch a sort of slip.
It slipped.
I wish it slipped.
Actually, you're right. It didn't slip. It crudely and with so much effort.
Yeah, it's, effortfulness. It's
and again, there's no one.
It's
there's
zero
no human.
Gravity,
there's no one there with a crank.
Soft landing. And no elves.
No one. No one.
I dare. Macy's. Again, making it Macy's. I don't
hire us as ritualists. Yeah.
Well, I dare them to hire us as ritualists. And well, you know what it really shows? The willingness, okay, ceremony and ritual shall pop up around an uninspiring object. I mean, welcome to, you know, that fucking stone.
What?
That slab. Well, you know, the beginning of 2001, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Started. Yeah.
Okay. So. Don't get me started. We won't even go there. No, right. I understand why. It's, I mean, right. Curation, be rid of.
Yeah.
So
don't get me started on early man, their relationship to stone. Okay.
No, right.
Don't get me started.
Yeah,
we're going to be here a long time. Okay. Don't get me started.
You know, I yearn to. You know,
don't
I
get me started
to.
On the earliest symbolic objects. Don't get me started.
Yes. I mean, it's literally in the lineage. I heard someone pronounce it lineage the other day and I loved it. So
I heard a weird pronunciation the other day. What was it? It's gone.
Oh, I've been hearing envelope.
Envelope?
In favor of like enveloping something.
Envelope.
I was shocked.
Wait, use it in a sentence. What do you mean?
Get ready. Okay. Her loving arms enveloped me.
Sick.
With
sick
gratitude.
And wrong. That's, yeah.
I mean, clearly wrong, right?
No one's ever done that I've never
experienced. It also doesn't
that.
Make any sense in the way that, yeah, I heard this twice and, you know, I think I'm being too kind. You know, I posed it and I heard an interesting thing the other day. No, what I heard and I was disgusted.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. I thought I'd come clean. I was disgusted.
I would be disgusted too. Enveloped. No. No.
What does it remind me of? Oh, I heard debacle once.
What? As in debacle?
And they were famous.
Bizarre.
Person.
Don't say who. Protect their identity. That's horrendous.
I would never. And they said it in public too. So I'm not even that much of a bastard. I would never shame someone.
Like, here's a hard right turn. I had sweet green for lunch. Here's a hard right poop turn.
Okay. That's very interesting because you sent me a photograph of yourself. Okay. At a restaurant. And I saw
yesterday
across the way diagonally a sweet green in view. And okay. I thought, you know, good for Kate. You know, she's eating in a restaurant and there's a sweet green right there. But you must have sat there just going, what do they got?
It's so interesting that you're, and this is how memory works. So I yesterday, yes, was roaming, starving. I want lunch, New York City, whatever. I ended up at a sidewalk cafe having a overpriced, visually
I'll tell you,
appealing.
Do you want to know if I remember what you got?
Yeah.
I see a kind of burrata mozzarella type thing. I see a dark kind of like quinoa on the side. I see maybe tomato and I see some kind of green and I'm trying to think, was there a protein anywhere in
sight? Was the Gemma salad. Yes, I was outdoor at Gemma, the restaurant.
Okay.
Attached to the Bowery Hotel. It was a panicked, whatever. The point is.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, lots coming.
How memory works.
A lot's coming up. But listen, I was sitting there at the table. They give you focaccia. I had some great focaccia with olive oil. Hmm. I'm sitting there.
Still doing focaccia.
I clocked the sweet green too. And I went, oh, there's a sweet green right there. Today, I was getting a massage and I went, fuck, I'm hungry. What am I going to get? I saw a sweet green. Where did I see a sweet green? The exact thing that you're talking about. I was like,
so
where
weird.
Was I facing a sweet green? And I didn't,
so weird.
And I abandoned it. I didn't remember until you just said, it's because I sent you the photo of the salad and the sweet green was in the, having a salad in the foreground and a sweet green in the background. A lot of tension between.
A lot to do there.
That distance.
Yeah.
A lot happens between that salad and the sweet green the exterior of the Sweet Green.
The logo.
The logo, you know, alone.
Logo.
And Melissa Wood, uh-huh. my floga.
Oh, no. Is that what they've gone with?
No, I made it up because it's Pilates yoga, poga. My poga instructor, who, by the way, I was doing her religiously for about a month and a half. One day it was like, I came home, I took off my clothes. I just like put my hands on my ass. I was like, something's different in a good way. I was like, oh, I haven't even felt like this is something's happening. Mm-hmm. All the planking and pushups, I started to get a lot of pain in my chest, my pectoral muscles. I completely haven't gone back for a month, over a month actually. Thoughts.
Now, when you say you mean pain in your chest, or do you mean sore from workout?
Sore, obviously... but more than that, more like pain, like to the point where I was like, oh, I can't, but I'm going to go back to it. Best massage, my number one masseuse today. Unbelievable.
I've heard that you don't use the word masseuse. That's a
massage therapist
term.
Fuck. Why? Because masseuse. Okay, it's like saying stewardess or something.
I think it's even got more of a sexual thing going on.
God. Okay, massage therapist. I mean, I didn't open the door and go, "Hello, you masseuse." You know, I was like, but I have referenced her.
I think they are capable of hearing intention.
And she's a healer. She's a body worker.
I thought there was a dude masseur.
That's my LA guy, honey. I'm in New York City. I got a girl here.
Oh, okay. God, I haven't had a massage in 2 years.
You know what she said to me?
That's not true.
Listen to this.
8 months.
And by the way, I want to say some sweet hags came to my show, gave me a list of body work recommendations.
Oh my God.
That's very sweet. A few people did. She's laying hands on me. She's doing this amazing massage. And then just periodically, she's just like, lay hands on me. And she's like breathing. I'm like, yep.
You're like, there it is.
She located this tension that I had. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know I had tension there.
On which plane?
She looks at me and she goes, you're holding on to something for dear life in your hips.
Oh my God.
And floodgates opened. Can you believe?
Tears or?
Yeah.
Or spasmodic movement of the pelvis. I've seen that. That get on the table and can you stay on it? The better the healer, the harder it is to stay on the table, they say. I made that up.
Ooh.
But you know when they're bouncing off the table.
Man, we got to start using Apple Cash.
Okay, why?
It's so easy and convenient. Apple Cash lives in messages.
All right.
So I can pay you in the convos we're already having. Not forget a payment or have the money just sitting somewhere, just collecting dust.
Oh, that is nice.
And then you can use that cash right away and buy stuff at like a store with Apple Pay.
I don't have to do all the bank transfer stuff.
Nope. It's just right there. It's easy, convenient, and secure.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
See how easy that was?
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening. When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
So I've begun a new lifestyle.
Let's hear it.
One I've dabbled in the past.
Oh.
Pens, notebooks, and planners.
Mm.
We're getting into fountain pens in the home.
Careful.
So that's going to be my new request. I'm looking for more Kaweco Sports. I'm looking for more...
I'll take a few of those. I have one of those, a turquoise
one. I'll take another Lamy Safari.
So you're into like refilling the ink and all that?
Yeah.
It's a real fetish.
I got three inks and bottles. Now, Chris is really leading the pack on this, but I am like very happily going along. I've gone down a path of the Hobonichi planner.
Unfamiliar.
There's got to be a listener who lives the hobo lifestyle or the Leuchtturm lifestyle.
The words of which you speak.
Okay, I'm deep. I'm on Etsy.
Damn, you take 2 weeks off Poodle.
Jetpens.com. I'm on Goulet Pens, okay? And they're sending guys, Chris just pointed out, they're sending guys free pens with small view count. So I'm just saying, I said, I'm going to bring it up on Poog.
Because I love pens. I'll take some
free
pens.
Tell me pen isn't lifestyle. It is lifestyle.
I journal every day.
Well, let's talk about that. What do you journal in? What do you use? And what do you say?
Okay, no, this is actually, I'm interested in this. So yeah. I, for like 3 years now, write down my dreams every morning, of course.
Yes.
And I feel confident saying every morning because it's essentially every morning.
Yeah.
And I journal.
You have a devoted dream journal.
So I actually do that. So this is the question. I do that digitally.
Mm.
Because that's also first thing in the morning.
Reach for the phone.
And I just like, sometimes I'm like half awake and I want to auto dictate. Yes. I'm like, let's have it. Blah, blah. And then I journal in a physical notebook.
Oh, right.
So I know a couple people who journal digitally. And
let's talk about this for 10.
No, let's talk about this for 10 episodes.
There's a lot to say.
I was like, whoa. So I'm very wedded to the physical journal for a few reasons. It's so scary to me to think of your innermost thoughts floating out there, having anything to do with the internet.
In the cloud?
At all.
Mm.
Like I would never.
Like just being even on your local computer.
I mean, a computer. But then, so my friend has it. She uses Word, Microsoft Word. So I'm like, okay, so that's like, it's on your computer. It's not floating around.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole like thing, like, I mean, it's floating around and that someone could like gain access to your computer in some way utilizing the internet. Like you're never truly safe.
Exactly. Which is why I'm like, okay, journal forever. But then the other day, just to see what it felt like.
I know where this is headed.
I journaled typing. And of course, it's flowing. More detail.
The detail.
My entries are suddenly publishable. They're funny. They're more intricate. It's suddenly.
Oh my God.
Suddenly, this is publishable.
Right. Yeah.
So I went from the scratch of the innermost, you know, markings on the cave wall to prose.
Right.
Okay. But I don't know if I can. I don't know. I don't know what to do. And then my friend said, Penzu. Are you familiar? Penzu is like an online journal. And it's all like, oh, it's like so safe. But I'm just like, is it?
Until it's not. Okay. It is until they
I think people are going to try to hack.
Banks are robbed.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, you know, I fly back and forth, okay, in systems. And you have to be careful that your system doesn't take over. But, you know, the search for the correct system or whatever.
Yeah,
you have
of course.
Your fun here and there. But I think we need to get real and say that journaling is by hand. Okay. You and me have certain similar neuro characteristics.
Yep.
Right. So the journal is probably feels too slow, right? For the speed of the thoughts.
Yeah, certainly.
Now, some would say.
There it is.
Just what we need.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the medicine. Now, I've told you about when I studied the Vimalia alphabet.
Gonna need a refresher.
Yeah. So, okay. Couple things. You reached out about journaling by hand versus pen. And you did this right as I was in the middle of reading two books.
One, by hand versus online, yeah. Digital.
Yeah. I don't know what I said, but yeah. First, I'm reading Sex, Lies, and Handwriting.
Whoa.
A top expert reveals the secrets hidden in your handwriting. Okay. Obviously, I'm always interested in any kind of former FBI or whatever, CIA. Okay. And then bringing in, you know. So, goes through all these criminals, whatever, it does the whole thing. But there's this idea that if you can reverse the process. So if your pointy T's
you know, mean you're, you know, violent, then you can soften the T stroke and meditate on kindness and rewrite your brain. Okay. Vimalia Alphabet is a book. Your handwriting can change your life. Now, yeah, I see that title. I'm buying. And I did years ago. And I learned the Vimalia Alphabet. And it involves all sorts of things like, you know, and I remember you saying your mother always said to cross her T's high or something like that, right? Because your mother had a friend who was a handwriting expert, something?
Yeah. Always said cross your T's high.
Yeah. And it has to do with like confidence or something and ambition So the Vimalia Alphabet is kind of interesting because it takes you through and it's like, okay, I started trying some of its letters. And way back when I did this, I sat there. You should look it up. Look up Vimalia Alphabet. I need you to see it.
Well, the listener can't see it.
Oh, I'm talking to them too. And I seem to
How
recall.
How the fuck do you spell this?
I seem to recall being encouraged earlier to look at a video.
This is
Vimalia.
Crazy.
You can figure it out. You see it?
Okay, I'm looking.
You see the alphabet?
This just looks like this just looks like regular handwriting.
I mean, your B's are that beautiful? Because that B just looks like a joyful, nurturing bee. I mean, look at the way they loop in the A or the H. Okay?
Yeah, that's a nice idea.
There aren't any heinous. So if you, it's kind of worth a read. So I read it.
I'm curious about this.
I read it and then I attempted it. And then I attempted doing very slow journaling kind of in it. And I had like an intense experience where something like I had a radical rewiring happening and everything changed. Okay. Now,
okay. I'm gripped.
I know. Okay. Now, it happened as a result of me attempting the Vimalia Alphabet and attempting to journal in it and journal that fucking slow. Okay. So there's that. But then my handwriting kind of went into this other handwriting and I felt a deep sense of peace and I was writing and I was at peace with everything. Okay. So I'll say that. One, two. I'm also reading a book right now.
I mean, at peace with everything, that sounds pretty good.
I remember where I was and what direction I was facing. And then I'm also reading a book.
Wait, what's that? I remember where I was and what direction I was facing. What is that?
Something I said.
But about what?
Just now. When I had the experience of sitting in my journal.
Okay.
I just remember the angle I was at in my desk chair at my bedroom.
Kind of poetic turn of phrase, no? I remember where I was and what direction I was facing.
Well, I mean, that just slips out, you know?
It's nice.
Okay. Writing the mind alive. So I Googled, you know, or I searched. I just go straight into a book thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kindle or iBooks. And I search an interest and I look what looks good. So writing the mind alive. Now, I wondered how they pronounce it. Proprioceptive, proprioceptive, who knows? Method for finding your authentic voice. No, I just want to be clear. This isn't about finding my authentic voice in that one way, which is, you know, legitimate, whatever. Doesn't matter. I was kind of going down the Vimalia thing. And they have this practice that involves lighting a candle, playing adagios.
Playing what?
Okay, a specific Baroque music. Because there's, you know, studies about how they invented it in the 70s. Now you could do binaural beats, I'm sure. But you light a candle in a dark room. You sit there, you do loose leaf paper, nice paper. Okay. Loose leaf, like, you know, sheets of paper. I'm not suggesting it have holes
Thick.
In it. There's
yeah.
not necessary. You know, I suggest a good pen, but do as you please. And then you write in this way that is about, it's like, it's an entire book saying the most simplistic thing that therefore you go like, what even is this? But it still does something. So they're like, write what you hear in your thoughts. I don't know. They explain it in a way that just, I'm like, this is interesting. And then you ask yourself, you continually ask, what do I mean by that? Or what do I mean by, and then you say a phrase. Or, so like they give this example, like, you know, I'm afraid that if I blah, 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 they're all going to see that da, da, da. And they're like, and then the person's like, okay, what do I mean by they? And then like instantly they're transported to childhood when they were like mocked in a group or whatever, you know? But it's this practice. It is, you know, it is, they liken it to a level of focus as intense as meditation. So you're not even allowed to bring water in.
Onto the table?
Or whatever. Like you're not allowed to drink water during it. It's that focus.
That's cool. I like this. Because I texted you the other day. I was like, I think I need Tai Chi, you know?
I did a Tai Chi video, a Gaiam video back in the, I don't know, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And
I loved it. And that was a video.
Yeah, I need something. This could be good. Vimalia, you with your pens?
Yeah. And I
need a cookie.
Try it.
Sorry. I'm listening, but I gotta tell you. I want a cookie.
Well, I appreciate your
but I am listening. You know,
I appreciate your reaching deep within yourself to say, I think this could be big for you, the pens and the Vimalia. Like that was like you like doing a kindness of like of sort of like
no, I felt it because
like,
I also felt like, it for myself.
Like, wouldn't always expect from you.
I think it's interesting.
That's the thing. I was thinking about how am I gonna tell Kate about pens? Because if she's not interested for herself, okay.
No, I like it.
It's like I have to seduce you if I want to bring you into my waters. And
no, I'm in. I'm in.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I've joined the fountain pen community on Reddit, and I've joined the
wow. Those
Obenichi
are some real freaks. I bet
there's some what?
Some real freaks. You're entering a freaky.
You know, they're
and those people, they are fucking each other, like
well,
for sure.
I mean. Reddit, you know, it's that thing. I've said it 6 times now ever since I heard it. They're like Facebook, where, you know, we're friends or strangers. Reddit, where strangers are friends.
Oh, yeah, you said that. You said that.
But all I'm saying is it was really sweet, okay? I saw someone post a pen in a particular environment, whatever. They're out on a walk or their pen matched the tree and they're out with their family and they posted it and they said something like, you know, my family thought I was crazy for taking this photo, but I knew that a couple strangers on the internet would exactly appreciate it. I don't know. Those micro interests I'm moved by.
Oh, completely. I would love to belong to anything.
Kaweco Sport, Lamy, the Lamy Safari, the Lamy 2000. These are some of the conversations I'm having.
Right Pugas pens, you know, just to bring it back.
Unlike vitamin C serum, it doesn't expire. Oh, and then I had another realization. I had a couple of realizations and you saw me noting them in our shared note. Oh, well, I can't. Okay, I'll tell my Lammy story perhaps next week. But I went in and
until
they
what?
Were rude. Okay. So Lammy, sorry, Lammy is a pen brand, a German pen brand.
Oh my
brand.
God, you are so far off the deep end. What the hell are you talking about? Two
and
weeks.
I could be pronouncing it wrong. You know, it could be Lamy. I don't know. Okay, unrecognizable. So Chris and I go in and I'm sort of like tagging onto his interest because it's an interest I had in the past and sort of it slipped away and whatever. So, you know, he's leading it, but
like all interests.
We go in. I try to surprise him like, Merry Christmas. We're getting you your first Lamy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we go in and it's always astonishing when someone is so rude. And, you know, I go in wide eyes. Like, we're just so excited about fountain pens. Like,
and by the way,
like,
you go in wide-eyed and ready to throw down.
Yes. Too. Okay. And, you know, they're barely allowing any enchantment and it's like silent and awkward.
So what happens? You walk in. I want to hear about the rude person. Tell me.
You know.
Do they greet you?
Barely. Okay.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I'm just doing this whole wide-eyed kind of like looking around in wonder with excitement.
I can imagine
someone
you.
Performing the fact that I have some knowledge, but, you know, I'm really here to... you know, go into this world and we're looking around and Chris is pretty sure, you know, what he wants and whatever, but I want to be sold a little. And I go, tell me, like, what's the difference really between a gold nib and the steel? Like, you know, what's the first upgrade there that's sort of a reasonable upgrade and is it mm-hmm. worth it? And do you have a gold nib? And, you know, and the whole thing is that the soft, the metals, okay, they adjust to your grip so no one else can use your fountain pen.
Okay, I'm listening. Okay? Interesting. Because
the nib adjusts to you, okay? Then there's these tuners, these nib men, okay? I don't know if they call themselves that, but there's these nib men, okay? These nib men who tune and abrade your nib. That's a whole thing. So
nib people?
Who will tune a pen for you.
To the like, tune of what price? What? So hang
to
on.
Your sweet spots. Okay, there's a guy in
they
California.
They wake up at dawn and they go to the nib farm?
I think the nib farm is their home. They've converted their one bedroom. Okay. It's mostly nibs in there. I mean, it's not craving ceremony, right? It's craving. I mean, it's like the old Mitch Hedberg joke, right? Like it's either about a pen or sunglasses. And I can't. I think it's about a pen. Oh my God. Is it about a pen?
What is it?
If so, I'm gonna drop this into the fucking fountain pen community. They're going to lose their fucking
what is
mind.
It?
Let me just see. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is it?
The pen people already know.
What is it?
I bought a $7 pen because I always lose pens and I got sick of not caring.
Yes, I do remember that. I was wondering if that's okay. The one.
And
well, we're in the pen universe now. And I...
So here we go. Okay. So I'm in there and, you know, it's a pen store. Maybe don't make me feel bad or awkward about trying to test them when
yeah.
It's all about testing them in there.
Also, like how much is a like, pen? Like, what does one of these pens cost? I don't have any idea.
Lamy Safari, I think it's like $36 or something. So like the starter pens that I'm kind of like into, okay?
Okay.
And that's your entry point. And it's a gorgeous pen that looks like this mid-century dream. It comes in great colors, whatever. We actually went for it for our little Christmas thing and we got the special edition colors, cream and strawberry, I believe. That kind of had a matte texture that was intriguing. Whatever. And I decide on a medium nib and I'm good with the medium nib. I like it wet. I mean, you know, there's these terms. Okay.
This is the most sick underworld that you've entered.
Okay. Posted. Oh, and they go, I mean, it's not a fire hose, but you know, it's wet. Literally some pens like refer to it as a fire hose because of how much ink comes out.
Wait, I want to hear about the woman being rude. That's what I'm excited about.
Okay. I know. You just have to pull me through. So I try a medium. I feel pretty good about it. I want to try a broad, but I grab for the one broad, which is the bigger size, you know, nib. And it's sort of, that one's dried out. So it's not really working. So I don't really get to test the broad. And because they're so like sort of rude, I'm kind of like, I got to get out of here. So I go for it with the medium and we buy it and we're walking down the street. We're like 35 feet away. And I'm like, I think we got to go back.
Good for you.
I wanted to try the broad.
Good for you.
I didn't really get to try the broad. They were rude. And so I felt like I had to get the hell out of there and not ask questions.
And let me guess, like, you're the only ones in that store.
Yeah. There was one other person.
Yeah, exactly. Funny. Like, what the hell?
So I'm like, I'm going back in. I'm like, Chris, you can stay outside.
You're
if
brave.
Like, you don't want to.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, like, I'm not like embarrassed. Like, go the fuck back in. Like, and I'll stand by you. You know what I mean?
Amazing.
Like, I was like, I just mean if it's too like, cause like, I was like, I feel like anxious about whether or not I'm going to be able to hold my fucking personhood together.
Yeah, of course. That's a major challenge.
I was like, Chris, I was like, I'm going in like, and I'm not going to fucking clown it up.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Me again?
Wow. Wow. Yeah, this is a huge.
Okay. I was like, yeah. There's nothing wrong with what's occurring here. I don't have to cite personality disorders to try another pen. So whatever. The young woman was just, she was seemingly dry and rude on the first visit and then sort of warmed up in the second one when she was forced to defend me against a crueler monster. Okay. So I go in and I'm like, hi, I actually wanted to try the broad again. I tried this yellow one, but I think this one's dried out. So I didn't really get a good test of it and I'd like to. Okay.
Good for you.
So I say that basically to the girl that had been, you know, I'd dealt with before. And then this man, who sort of emerged from the back, kind of whips his head over. He hears. He goes, the color doesn't matter. It's the same pen. The color of the pen doesn't matter. Okay. I'm going to go, yeah, I'm just saying that the yellow one on your row of testers here is dried out. And
okay. Well, what'd he say?
It took him another round of doubting me, refusing to hear like what I was saying. Okay.
No.
And finally, I was like, I was in here a minute ago. I bought the, you know, I had to lay it down friendly but firm. Okay. And then the girl kind of defended me in some way.
And by lost it, I mean
I've been glanced over once.
Yeah, exactly.
Slightly more force in the eye.
So, I would have lost it.
So I, you know, I just 3 weeks later, I'm still thinking about it. But, it's weird. Okay.
So what happened? Did you get to try the
other thing?
And what
nothing
did you do?
Nothing happened.
Did you leave with the original purchase in store?
Yes. I decided, I think the medium is still for me. And I left and Kate, I was almost out the door. Okay. And I go, see you in 5 minutes.
Oh no. Yeah, you couldn't. You couldn't.
Now I stand by that one as a legitimate joke. A funny joke I served up as a proud jester. Right.
So
what
lucky.
I mean is, I stand by it, that one is not just complete self-effacing because I had gotten through the entire interaction and asking for what I need and defending myself against this guy. So
I'm
yeah,
desperate for a matcha. I'm fading. So it's almost 4:30. I haven't left the apartment today because I had a noon massage. Those 2 hours that rolled directly into therapy and therapy rolled directly into poog.
God.
I had to eat a shroomami bowl as I did therapy.
Just experientially, just to not. Did you use a true fork or?
True fork.
Yeah, it does a lot.
I think I'm going to go get a matcha and I want a cookie. As I said, I need some kind of a sweet treat to send me into the evening before my show.
I need a lot of things.
What?
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Next week, maybe we'll talk about my realization about beauty.
Yeah, that's a big tease. Let's save that for next week.
Beauty and objects, beauty in the self, the modern reckoning.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
A collision between a Chinese jet and an American spy plane.
He came and rammed into our left wing.
With relations increasingly strained, what are the chances of things spinning out of control?
The Western world was asleep.
I'm Gordon Carrera. I'll be exploring the friction in this most important of relationships and asking, has the West taken its eye off the ball?
You cannot ignore China.
From BBC Radio 4, this is Shadow War, China and the West. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.